Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel and the Opel Commercial Vehicles range. We have your van.
So we're all trying to get our heads around this morning what has changed and what we have to deal with after last night's announcements. We know that visits to other households will be banned for the entire country from tonight, and the only visits that will be allowed are those for essential reasons like childcare or on compassionate grounds. Level 4 restrictions will also come into effect for Donegal, Cavan and Monaghan. And yesterday saw the highest number of COVID cases recorded in a single day at over 1,000, 1,095. Well, I'm joined now by Brendan McAteer, who's owner of the clothes shop, County Seat in Letterkenny in Donegal. Good morning, Brendan.
Morning, Claire. How's it going?
Good. I know you've had a tough few weeks at level 3, but you're facing closure. That's the bottom line, isn't it, this morning?
Yeah, we'll close this evening at 6 o'clock. And I suppose kind of like when we were closed in March, you hope that it's going to be for a short period of time. But look, we're hoping we'll be open again in 3 weeks. But just at the minute, we just don't know. But yeah, we'll be closing at 6 this evening and hoping for the best, I suppose.
And how do you feel about it all?
Look, a lot of emotions, to be honest, Claire. Last night I was devastated, to be honest. Now I sat down with my wife, and after we put our two kids to bed, and just was wondering, you know, we have a family business here 43 years, and I'm just wondering, you know, where does this all end? You know, if this is going to be with us for 2-3 years, will we still be here in 2 or 3 years? I'm tired as well, because it's very draining. It's very, very draining. And it's just difficult. It's very difficult. And I suppose you're trying to look for a little bit of hope in things as well. So you're trying to, you know, you can't just be down the whole time. So you're trying to find hope in places. But again, from last night, it's also quite difficult to find that. You know, we're just hoping all we wanted in business, really, whether it be in retail, tourism, hospitality, everything, you know, any form of business. We wanted to run into Christmas. We wanted to try and get something out of it. And now it's looking like that could be difficult too.
Mm-hmm. And then there are different rules across the border, which is tricky for you to deal with, I'm sure, as well.
Well, yeah, like, look, I mean, this whole thing is, look, we seem to be realigning ourselves or aligning ourselves what's happening in the six counties. If that's the case, then a clothes shop can be open in Derry and it can't be here. And Derry is 20 minutes from here. You know, if you take Lifford, for example, which is twinned with Strabane, non-essential retail will be closed in Lifford, and you just literally drive across the bridge and it's all open. We're not realigning ourselves with Northern Ireland or the six counties. We seem to have even gone beyond them. And even things like, you know, in level 3 in the Republic, people from Sligo or Leitrim can't come into Donegal, and we're not supposed to leave our county. And basically everybody's, or the vast majority of people, are trying to do that. We can't stop them coming in here going into Derry, you know.
Okay, Brendan, I'm going to leave it there because I've got some other people that I need to talk to now who are in similar position, but I wish you well. Thank you very much for joining us this morning. That's Brendan McAleer. Now, I'm joined as well by the Managing Director of the Four Seasons Hotel in Monaghan, Frank McKenna. Good morning, Frank.
Good morning, Claire. How are you?
I'm sure you feel a similar way to how Brendan is today. It's very disappointing for you.
Disappointing, frustrated. We have 5 weddings in the 4-week period. I'm sure they're all gone and they have moved. We have 35 staff on the books this morning. Sure, I'm going to have to lay them all off, although most of them I need administration and sales and marketing people to handle weddings moving forward. We've done everything we've asked. We're a controlled environment. We've trained all our staff, spent a lot of money and a lot of time in having our environment right. And yet we're being closed down again. The weddings are going to private houses, and he couldn't blame them, and the marquee in the field, but they're not controlled environments. We're quite accountable. We have track, and we have any customer that has come in here for a lunch to stay on the premises. We have their telephone number, or in a group we have one number. We have all these systems put in place, but they don't seem to work.
Mm-hmm.
why is the spiking? Nobody seems to know. We do have a track and trace system, but is it effective?
And are you clear on the messages from government today? And the
very mixed.
Okay, so tell me what you're mixed up about.
Well, you're mixed up. Like, I'm the only hotel in County Mullen trading, and what we have is business. There's lads there this morning booking out down as far as Kenmare and Kerry to Cork, Galway, the whole lot. And next week they're unsure what they're at. We don't know if we're back up. And they have to meet my staff this afternoon. Am I opened? Am I closed? Can I trade? Can I not? Are these people essential workers? They're in the building business. They're probably in a lot of them are blue collar. And then there's a lot of gentlemen there from Kerry this morning in the egg packaging business. And like, are these essential workers? Can they come up? Can they offer a service? It's still unclear. And the one that aggravates me the most is, we don't simply have a system of, we've done our best in tracing, we have information, but nobody seems to know what is causing the spike. They waited for Northern Ireland to make some sort of move. Like, leave Northern Ireland alone. We don't rule Northern Ireland. That's another state. We cross it every day in normal times. If you have to go to a hospital, for instance, we have to cross the border to go to Cavan and cross the border to go to Drogheda. Mm-hmm. Well, there are the preferred routes, there are longer routes. And, like, the track and trace system, it doesn't seem to be working. I said to your researcher this morning, if you go into a supermarket and lift a breast of chicken, you get a photograph of the farmer that reared it from a chick until you put it on your plate. Yet, we still cannot. The systems don't seem to be working. They can quote numbers, but they can't give us guidance.
Frank, thank you very much for joining us on the programme. Frank McKenna from the Four Seasons Hotel. Let's go to Cavan now, to King's Court, and Martina McCormack, owner of New Episode Hair Salon. Good morning, Martina.
Good morning, Claire.
A difficult day for you as well.
Strange, absolutely. To say I was shocked was an understatement. I certainly didn't see that coming whatsoever. It was only last Monday we had a chat about maybe locking down nationwide. I certainly did not expect to be locked down last night.
And you're worried about the black market erupting again, because we know that happened the last time.
Absolutely, Claire. Like, it's an issue that's always there, always will be there. But this time I think people are just so fed up. I think following rules now is not really a priority for them. If they want their hair done, they're going to source where they can get it done as such.
Now, there's a new support system in place since the budget, which the first payments, I think, will happen in November. Will that be a help to you?
Oh, incredible, Claire. I always compare it to the recession in 2010, when really the help wasn't there. You know, when maybe you needed a rates break as such. And I feel it's allowing me to be a little bit more positive going forward, that I know the support is there this time.
And in terms of bookings, I mean, you were nearly fully booked from when? Mid-November?
Right up to December, Claire. Right up to New Year's Eve.
So it's critical for you to get back
critical.
Open again.
Absolutely critical at this point. And we are nearly dependent on the nation to help us out here, that we are going to get back in 4 weeks. You know, that the nation play ball and that we will definitely get back in 4 weeks.
Well,
that's the big question.
Martina, let's hope that happens. New Episode Hair Salon in King's Court. That's Martina. And I want to go finally to Martin McVicker, who's the owner of Combi Lift in County Monaghan. Good morning, Martin.
Good morning, Claire.
You're deemed an essential service, are you? So your staff can come into work today, tomorrow, right?
Yeah. Yes, as a manufacturing business, and we're an exporter also, so we are deemed essential. So we will continue to operate as close to normal, you know, from tomorrow or afterwards. But I think, like, listening to the other business owners, this is a draining time on all business owners. It doesn't matter whether level four affects you or not. It is a draining time. And even on staff, and a business like CombiLift, I think it's 58 of our employees live in Northern Ireland, travel across the border daily to work here. And, I mean, there's so many challenges, you know, as business you put in different protocols. But I think, as Frank mentioned earlier, where is this spike really coming from? Because, I mean, as businesses, there's so much we can do. but it needs to be curtailed. So, I mean, it was a shock to hear of the measures in the border counties, but the facts have been sort of speaking over the last number of days or weeks. So it probably wasn't a surprise, and it might be easier for me to say that as a business owner because, you know, we're in level four, will not cease our operation. But as a business owner, I remember back in March, even the day before the country went on national lockdown, we made an announcement to all our staff. We were going to actually cease production for 2 weeks just to try and see if that would make a difference. But, you know, it's so frustrating now that we can't really get on top of it and get it under a manageable level, really.
And you know what the test and trace system is like in South Korea because you deal a lot with that country, isn't that right?
Yeah, like for CombiLift, we're an exporter. We export to 85 countries around the world and we've great clients in Korea. But I mean, I think there's a lot of learning could be taken from Korea in terms of how they manage their contact tracing. I mean, it operates like clockwork. And there is really an issue, you know, and I can even see it living in a border county. I don't feel there's enough collaboration between North and South for this contact tracing. So if someone in Northern Ireland travels across, I don't feel there is that connection. And it's definitely not operating like clockwork the way Korea would operate. In fact, and the other thing is, when I think of this virus, you know, we are fairly convinced it is passed from person to person. But when you analyse what Korea have done, they have looked at all the other contributory items that could be bringing the virus along. For instance, touch surfaces. So they have really focused on introducing antimicrobial materials such as copper on touch surfaces, because we all are encouraged to wash our hands and be hygiene, but if we wash our hands and then we walk out the door and we touch the handle and the next person again,
yep.
So there's a lot of other areas that could be contributing, and we don't really have the facts.
Martin, I have a virologist on the programme a little bit later who'll be telling us all about that, so I'm hoping to learn more about that this morning myself. But for now, thank you very much for joining us. That's Martin McVicar from CombiLift. Minister Simon Harris will be with us after this break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.